very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 6th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Join the discussion for us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party as the battle to succeed President Robert Mugabe hots up.
ZANU-PF could be headed for a devastating split ahead of the crucial 2018 general elections following the trading of barbs between senior party members. Addressing party supporters in Kutu on Saturday and speaking to reporters yesterday, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa claimed he was poisoned and he attacked Vice President Pelagizela Mpoko for allegedly misrepresenting his remarks in Kutu, Maswingo Province.
Responding, First Lady Grace Mugabe yesterday shot down Mr. Mnangagwa's claims that he was poisoned, saying he was merely seeking sympathy. She said Vice President Mnangagwa was, and I quote, nothing but an employee of President Robert Mugabe. Mrs. Mugabe also warned some war veterans who are moving around threatening ruling party members that if Mr. Mnangagwa does not become the next leader, they will stage a coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Or you can actually follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So, let's talk now.
Of course, these are the headlines that are in state and ZANU-PF leaning papers. The Herald, for example, had headlines this week such as Mnangagwa clarifies poisoning statement. And there was another story, Mpoko differs with Mnangagwa on poisoning. And another one, ED dismisses Gushungo dairy ice cream claims. These are the stories in the Herald that usually leans towards ZANU-PF. But we talked to the ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Dr. Ignatius Chombo, who is also the Minister of Home Affairs. And he said that, no, the party is not headed for a split. They are united and they hope that next year they will be able to defeat the opposition. He was actually saying that it will be another landslide victory. But of course, the political analysts are differing with Dr. Chombo, saying all is not well in the ruling ZANU-PF party. Gibbs.
Now, if I can give you a quote about what was actually said by the First Lady, you know, she says, quote, "We are being threatened day and night that when someone comes into power, they are going to kill us. We will not bow down to that pressure. Never. You will have to arrest all of us and lock us, all of us in jail so that you can rule. Who says everyone wants to rule? And there's an issue that someone is holding a gun on his hand and fighting alone at the same time. We don't want all that." End quote. So, meaning that, you see, the fire is really on here. And another quote was when she said, quote, "We must all agree as the party about who will take over. Not pointing guns at each other. Carrying bazookas? No." End quote. So, you know, there are so many of these things that the First Lady actually raised in that kind of a situation where she was. So, maybe the escalation of tension within the ruling ZANU-PF party is continuing, and we are yet to hear maybe The president is going to say something tomorrow.
Yes.
We don't know exactly what.
Yes, the president, of course, there is a ZANU-PF youth annual meeting at the party headquarters in Harare. And many are expecting that Mr. Mugabe will pronounce his position tomorrow. So expect fireworks as usual tomorrow. Now I think we have our two guests lined up. We have Dr. Ricky Mukonza, a political analyst. He's based at Tshwane University of Technology. And we also have Mr. Fortune Mlalazi, who is also a political analyst based in Johannesburg. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Okay, so before starting, gentlemen, I'll read a certain quote from Mr. Mnangagwa, what he said, you know, yesterday. I quote, during the ordinary session of the Politburo held on 6 September 2017 and the ordinary session of the Central Committee held on the 8th of September 2017, I informed the meeting that my doctors had said that I was not food poisoned. I did not state that poison had been ruled out. It is most disappointing that a person at the level of my colleague, Vice President, Comrade R.R.P. Mpogo, would misunderstand and misrepresent the statements made by His Excellency, the President, Arajim Mugabe, and myself. Now, to start with, Mr. Mkonza, so listening to what the Vice President was saying, does it mean that there's so much suspicion among these two Vice Presidents that they can end up actually insulting each other, like what I've been reading right now?
Thank you very much. I think you are very right. There's so much suspicion between the two vice presidents. And as a matter of giving background to the whole issue, we are aware that ZANU-PF at this very moment is divided into two factions, if not more. One faction being the one that is commonly referred to as Lacoste, and is said to be led by Vice President Mnangagwa, and the other faction is commonly referred to as G40, and its leader is not really pronounced, but others think that, you know, it's being led by the First Lady. And with that kind of, you know, setup, you have Honorable Vice President Mnangagwa belonging to Lacoste, and Vice President Mpoko being thought to belong to G40. So there is a, before you even go to this issue that we are talking about, we have some prior knowledge that these people belong to two different factions. Now, coming to the issue that you have just alluded to, indeed, what Vice President Mnangagwa said seemed to demonstrate that there is differing of views and opinion between the two vice presidents. And Honorable Mnangagwa clearly demonstrated when he wrote his whatever he wrote. So I'm concurring with the view that you have put across that, you know, these two vice presidents seem to be at war with each other.
But Dr. Mkonza, is this not a vintage, Mr. Mugabe? Is this not how he survives? There are always factions in ZANU-PF that are fighting, and he remains in control.
That's correct. It's a strategy that Mugabe has used over and over again to survive in ZANU-PF. You would remember that in the past you'd have the Muzenda faction in Mashingo and the Jobgo faction. You would also remember that around 2004, you would have the Mnangagwa faction and the Mujuru faction. And now you have the G40 faction and the Lacoste faction. So what that does is it allows the different ZANU-PF leaders to fight amongst themselves and leave Mugabe with some kind of, you know, the godfather kind of position to come in and begin to. But you know what I seem to find very different from this the current struggles that you find in ZANU-PF is you have Mugabe for the first time taking positions and siding with one faction. Mugabe most of the times finds himself siding with G40. And another thing that we need to take into account is that G40 has Mugabe's wife as one of the key members. And you can't separate a man from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a bit tricky. It's not like in the past where Mugabe would have, you know, distant interests in the factional wars. In what you find now is a situation where Mugabe has, you know, is just too close to these struggles because of the involvement of his wife.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mkonza. Please do stay on the line. Do we have Mr. Mlalazi?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Now, what is your take on these factional fights in ZANU-PF?
Well, what we need to look at is that ZANU-PF has always been divided. We have always had factions for a long time. As my colleague here is saying, there is a difference this time around. Remember, previously when all these factions, they faced a common enemy in form of a strong opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So they would fight and fight, and remember that their power will go, we still have a strong opposition that is coming. So they will unite based on those.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we have an almost weak opposition, or a very weak opposition,
mm-hmm.
they have escalated their internal fights.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's look at the difference that has been there before, is that you had all these factions but reporting to one individual in form of Robert Mugabe. So at that time, the center could hold. But now we have come to a point where the center cannot hold. And you've got brave people in the Mnangagwa faction that are defiant. Not Mnangagwa himself, because Mnangagwa is shown to be a spineless person. Remember the Dinyane debacle where he failed to defend his supporters, and some of them were expelled, including Jonathan Moyo.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have strong people that are determined. And from what we are reading, you also have the army chiefs that support him and are seriously behind him. If you heard from the tone of the first lady talking about guns, that was a clear message that indicated that the army somehow has taken a position.
Mm-hmm.
That is the challenge that we have. In terms of the vice president's having a public space, look, it is a clear indication that we have a serious problem in terms of leadership. These are people that have been in government for a long time. As for Emmerson Mnangagwa, he has been in government for a very long time, and Robert Mpogo has been a diplomat. But this is how they handle themselves. There is no more diplomacy anymore. That is an indication that the problems are huge, the problems are gigantic, the problems will not be solved. We are going to see an implosion this time around.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about growing factionalism in ZANU-PF. Tinemtere Rudu Tanga Mkoma Obet, Makadi. Mkoma Obet? Mwamundi Zwaere?
Ya, drukunzwai.
Ah, okay. Taurai tinzwe. Muri kuona sei batamurefu batamupfupiri muzanupiri.
Pane makakata amwazvokwadi.
Mhm.
Pakashata.
Asi munoona ichipera sei nyaya?
Ya, inyaya inonetsa. Zvinoda kutoti vanhu vakamira mira vanyatsoona kuti zvinake zvizoita munyika medu. Manje miyazo zvati zvichanaka zvika, aya zvinonetsa manje.
Pari kutaurwawo nyaya yekuti yowe vamwe vangazove nepfuti, amuone here kuti zvikasagadziriswa panogona kuita kurwisana chaiko?
Ya, ndizvo chaizvozvo, pakasatogadziriswa panogona kutozopedzisira vanhu vakutoita kurwisana zvakanyanyisa, zvekutoti vanhu vanopatozodeuka zvakaita seropa.
Asi
angagadzirise pachine nguva.
Ndiani angagadzirise nyaya uye ingagadziriswa sei semaone renyu?
Neumwe wangu ari pedyo anokwanisa kutaurawo nemi mamiriro ezvinhu zvakaita sezvizvi.
Ngauye tona anonzi.
Orait. Anonzi.
Hello.
Makadii?
Tinofara baba, mukutaura naNgoma Patrick.
Ngoma Patrick, zviri sei Ngoma Patrick?
Aiwa, ini ndinofara chaizvo.
Right, Ngoma Patrick, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Zvingagadziriswa sei zviri kuitika muzanu PF?
Zviri kuitika muzanu PF inoanguka. Nemoyo wangu nemafarana achiita na achitoti dai zvinhu zvatoramba zvichidaro mune makakatano wayo. Izvi kana dai mukusvika nguva yedu yemaelection ka zvinenge zvakanaka pakuti ivo vanenge vachipokana zvavanokwanisa kana kuti vabatanidze zvicharamba zviramba nekuti hapana chavanenge vachibuditsa.
Asi ka vamwe vanoti makuru ndemamwe, kana zvasvika pazvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka vanogona kubatana voita chirirangu.
Chiri rangu ii pamaonero andaita ne ndaona inini apa zvanotora kunetsa nekuti ndichiona nemalast week pandakamboona zvakare news dzichibuda netsamba yakabva kuna Mr. Mboko kandakaona kuti mamira zvakatoita handimbooni zvichifa zvakamira mushedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Patrick.
Ya, tinofara kuti tiri kuno kwatinenge tichibatawo pfungwa dzatinenge tichiwanawo zvishoma nezvishomo nekuti tiri chishuwo chekuti tigonawo kuti tisvike kumba tigonovhotawo zveka tichionawo zvinhu zvingachinjiwo sei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Saka muri kupi South Africa, Botswana?
Ndokwatiri South Africa.
Muri kuJoni?
Okay.
Chero musingaiti cheta ana muJubek, munovaziva kana muJubek vataimboverenga mumabhuku aya vakabva vachonera Joni vakazouya vakabata bhachi chete.
Ndichoni kuitani mutori isidhego zvinodo zvese ndinogara ndirivosaini zvekuti apa last week ndanditoriwo kumba zvakare.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Fos Gibbs with Obet there, and later on Patrick. Obet is saying it's clear that all is not well in ZANU-PF and something must be done because there's a likelihood that there might actually be bloodshed. And when I asked him about a possible solution, he handed over the phone to Patrick, who he claims has got all the answers.
Yeah.
And Patrick's answer was that he would want ZANU-PF to continue fighting, as that will weaken the party. And then, of course, I hope what he's saying is that that will also mean that the opposition will have a chance to win the election. So he's saying that whatever is happening in ZANU-PF, if you stay close to a cemetery, you cannot be mourning for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Let them fight.
So now let me go back to Dr. Mkonza. So Dr. Mkonza, you heard what the last caller was saying. He says the escalating fights in ZANU-PF are good for the opposition. But let's be honest, is it good really for the opposition?
Thank you very much once again. While is the fight in ZANU-PF surely weaken the position of the ruling party, I'm not too sure whether the opposition at this very moment are in a good position to take advantage of the weaknesses of the ruling party. I'm saying this because you have an opposition that is not united also. You know, you have an opposition that is dilly-dallying over alliance issues. You have an opposition that without necessarily being insensitive that he is a leader in Morgan Tsvangirai whose health is, you know, really, you know, not in a good state. You have an opposition that is equally in disarray.
Mm-hmm.
So while yes, it is true that the fights in ZANU-PF are weakening the party. They are weakening, you know, what some scholars call the, you know, elite, you know, I'm not too sure whether our opposition in Zimbabwe are in a good position to take advantage of these weaknesses that we are seeing in the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
But probably if I may bring in another dimension,
what have you done to that kid?
If I may bring in another dimension,
uh-huh.
You know, in all this that we are seeing,
uh-huh.
there is not even a mention of what the ruling party, which has governmental powers,
uh-huh.
is going to do for the people. We have an economy that is at its weakest. We have people who are, a majority of people who are unemployed. We have, you know, things that are in disarray in the country. But the ruling party is not focusing on, you know, on correcting all those ills that are in our country. It is focusing on power games. So mm-hmm. so we have a big crisis in Zimbabwe. That's a dimension that I think we mostly miss in all these factional fights within the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a dimension that deserves to also be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you so much. Let's take a caller in Botswana before the caller on the line. Sakubona baba kumbe umama.
Unkosi baba kuthi kunjani?
Ah, unkosi kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi angazi ukuthi usizondelani baba.
No, unkosi kayangazani nansi tengxeswa anti wanti umuntu ngaye eGoli kumbe aye eHaberon. Kuyageuka lo. Makhona bageuka.
Hayi, angeza ke ngigeuka eStudio 7, ngageuka kwezindawo khona eStudio 7.
Yes, so akutsho ke udaba lolu bona nje.
Right, mina today I always refer these things back.
Mm.
In ZANU-PF, it's not the first time when they had these squabbles fighting each other, stretching each other. It's not the first time.
Mm.
It has been happening since before independence. And people must not be very excited to see them fighting, because then they've got a mechanism that will work for them when it comes to elections.
Mm-hmm.
That is why they are not worried about this infighting. People might think that the ZANU-PF is worried. That's why Chombo was saying they know they will win elections. But mm-hmm. in real effect, in a situation like this, you cannot expect to win elections when you are divided in such a way that someone has got his own constituency, where he has got his own stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you come back to a situation whereby they know they've got Makarawe on the line,
mm-hmm.
who's going to work for them, make them win elections. They don't need to campaign, these guys. They don't need to disclose to anyone. They don't need to demonstrate anything to anybody, because they've got their own mechanism ready for them to win the elections, irregardless of how many people would have voted for the opposition as much as they can. But already, they know they've won the election. So people must not be very excited. Forget mm-hmm. about ZANU-PF squabbles, because they are trying to draw away our attention from the elections and focus on them when they know they've got their own mechanism that will make them win elections. So people must just shy away. They must leave them fight. Let us concentrate on things that are built in the country, because ZANU-PF has failed. If we concentrate on their squabbles, it is not going to help us anywhere. We need to be focused on some other very important issues. The ZANU-PF fighting is not important.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, because even if they are not fighting, they are doing nothing for the country. So let's just forget about them. We focus on how the opposition is going to tackle the elections. It is high time now that the very same opposition is speeding up and taking up the campaign, so that when it gets to elections, at least there will be some reading. Maybe it might be very difficult to read, to reap, because when you've got a very big number that is voted to you, it becomes very, very difficult to reach elections.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm saying, they've got their own mechanism ready. They are not even campaigning.
Mm.
They are not even worried about this caucus. They are not even worried about who's going to vote for them. Because they know already they've got Rita Makarawe, who's going to vote and count the ballot boxes and announce the results. Everything is Rita Makarawe. Finally, I want to advise this lady, Rita Makarawe, that if she doesn't handle these elections properly, there will be a very serious chaos. That I can tell you now from the look of things. There will be a very serious chaos. And the blood that will be shed because of Rita Makarawe failing to do the proper things on the elections, it will be upon her hands. She will be responsible for any chaos, any genocide that will take place. She will have to face the rule of law because she would have facilitated that to happen. Those are the ways that she must, she must think twice. It's either to rig elections or to prevent people from fighting. Because I can tell you, no one is happy. No one really to accept the elections already now. So she must be very, very vigilant not to abuse her position to manipulate the system and give the power to ZANU-PF when it has lost the power, because there will be a very serious chaos in the country.
Thank you.
And
thank
she
you.
Will be the main causer of that chaos anyway.
That is Mr. Nkosi, is in Haveron, that is Botswana, so he said what he said there. I think Lumzule Lape Koluma. Yes, that is probably a blessing. Mm-hmm.
Tinemu Mtereri, Professor Moyo Magadi.
Kiko Magadi, wani.
Aywa, tiripo, tipeo fungwa zenyi.
Ya, nyeri panapa, mkwanipevu, kuni damu ziko mbesa.
Mm-hmm.
Rava singa tarisi kutambura huida mazimbapu yenu.
Mm-hmm.
Chiva ipa hapo dambu zivu omberi kuna amai wanoshiki amai venyika.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti avasi kutarisa kutimbrume ndi alipashu garo ndi alipanyanga anuwa ndi anufana vaja matambu zivima vipi akema ilai.
Mm-hmm.
Chika kuzira kuti amunangagwa vakanziva ipuwa shaka ipuwa mjizi mjuru.
Mm-hmm.
Uzingwa mbatu. Zvichapa matambudziko achawedzera nokuti katasa pane yavanoti G40 ina mai.
Mhm.
Kozotimla kosi yamunangagwa. Mhm. Yamunangagwa ichakodzera kuti vamunangagwa kanzi vadzingwa zvakaita mai mjuru. Zvichaita kuti iyo zvinhu zvinhu akatandamiswa namutsvangwa.
Mhm.
Vari kuzviti varipo tema Mwoveti, zipa mkemo. Mwari kubati wa nesiri kwa ruoko. Apu wari kuti irwani, retini na kosti.
Mm-hmm.
Tichiri babo zikari, ama ilaru kandano kuzwa kuti. Iwo, ndio wane G40. Mm-hmm. Haina mrumi wawo, president. Zichapko njira zikari, kuti iwo ndio wari kuti mza muromo, wakini nandangu wa zadai, zadai, zadai.
Mm-hmm.
Zichapa da.
Hello.
Nakuti mukatarisa zvimauto izvi ari kudii? Mhm. Kuti ramunangagwa. Zichapa da mbudziko zvikare izvozvo.
Mhm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Hakutarisa kuti vanhu vari kutambura zvakanyanyisa.
Mhm.
Makama ari kuvhara indasiri kuvhara mira kusina mari. Zvichata kustarisa. Vakuti ruflango aguta achijovaka.
Mhm.
Kukwaka guta, ufunga zwa nufunga nuku tropo zao, watu unoge zao, ito chingo safa.
Ae, watinote da shkuru, Professor Moyo, nekupinda mchino kwa chedu.
Noti.
Mhm. Gibbs, you heard what he's saying. He's essentially saying that, unfortunately, what is happening is that, if two elephants fight, mm-hmm. it's the grass that suffers. So he's saying, ordinary Zimbabweans are suffering. While ZANU-PF is engaged in these internal fights, and he's saying that that must stop because everyone is starving.
Yes, yeah, kuba bake umlalazi ngesindebele sibili ba umlalazi ubona ngazani ke ngaso kume kunje kulapho yini ukuthi umnanga kwa aqotshwe kubandla lezana uPF kumbe yabe lokho ekhona elengalenga khona
zimbili izinto mnumzana ezingenzakala and zonke ziphosethe ukuthi ukhumbule ukuthi laba bantu bayabeliva ebuthakathini nanku phela libona ukuloyona kuyenzakala uzethe omnye segijimiselwe ngaphi ngenxa yokuthi useloyiwe mhlawumbe loyo ngokudla mbene loyo nge-accident kumbe nenyamalele nje bayazi njalo ukuthi ngezikhathi zokuloya ulakho ukuvuka uhambe uyexolisa into yakho ninyathenyathelwe kube sokulungile umnanga kwangenelisa ukuthi akwenze ngoba uyazi indlela umgaba operator ngayo ubevele khona isikhathi sonke engomunye umuntu angahamba ebusuku ayexolisa indaba yakhe ibisilungiswa siwabonile abaningi kusenzakala bexolelwa okhaya moyo bekelwa nje bekhona phana lanxaba sibe siba lamakhanda amakhulu and then esibili esingaziyo ukuthi umnanga kwangaba yindoda sibili eqinileyo engazimela ithi mina sengikholwa kulokhu singihamba labo mthwanga abalamakhanda atshisayo abamayo bathi asingeke sivume so zenezo izinto zombili zilakho ukuthi zenzakale umnanga kwaphethe exoshiwe nxa kuthi abe edecide ukuthi aqinise ikhanda kodwa esimeni esesikuso lesi ngibona ngani sesifike komlindo uyacina izibonakaliso zokuthi umbuso usumphelele umnangagwa hayi sezisegcekeni ungavele uzwe lwana mama okuthiwa ngu-first lady esekhuluma ngalana ndlela kusho ukuthi kuningi abangasitsheli khona so ke I think asilindenini ikusasa lapho umgabe azabe ehlangana khona labentsha yezana sizwe ukuthi uzakuthini isikhathi esiqakathekileyo ofanele silalele kakhulu kodwa ke ngike ngibuyele emvambijana okwathintathintwa ngabanye lapha bethi nxa besilwa kanje pho abantu bezimbabwe bayasurviva bathini kulokuthi babe bedingela abantu imisebenzi lokuvusa i-economy khonokho kuvele kakukho kunjongo yezanu sisukela nge-independence injongo yabo yayinye inye kuphela eyokubhidliza lokulutha konke okukhona ngoba ungananzelela ukulwa kwangukhona namhlanje kungenxa yokufuna ukuqhubeka belutha so ke abantu bezimbabwe kufanele bakhohlwe ngokuthi zanu iza kuba lohlelo lokuvuselela amaindustry lokwenza konke ukuthi umnotho usukume lokhu kabangeke bakwenze mbona engani bafunga ngo-1980 ukuthi bona bafuna ukubhidliza izimbabwe so asikubhekeni ngaleyo ndlela
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mlalazi ubombe khonapho ungayikatshana baba so all what he's saying is that you know when the first lady utters such issues you know in public there could be something behind the scenes that people don't know so at the end of the day he says let's wait and hear what the president is going to say tomorrow maybe it's deeper than what people are thinking of so the first lady breathing fire could be some big fire coming you know you never know
Now, Dr. Mkonza, before we go to our next caller, is it easy to kick out Mnangagwa?
Very much. I think it's for ZANU-PF, we have learned that it's easy to kick out anyone. We saw it with Maim Juru. Maim Juru, if you follow ZANU-PF politics closely, if you were following ZANU-PF closely, Maim Juru had the support of almost all the provincial chairpersons of ZANU-PF. But she was kicked out and she walked away with her colleagues, and that was it. And my take is that it's very easy to kick away Mnangagwa and a few others who feel strongly about him. And Mnangagwa, the next 2-3 years will be nothing. Why is it that is it like that? It's because the power structures in ZANU-PF are such that Mugabe is ultimately all the powers. That is why he moved away from having deputies being elected at Congress, and he appoints them now. Mm-hmm. So if, in fact, my argument is that Mamjuru was in a better position than Mnangagwa, because Mamjuru was an elected vice president, mm-hmm. and Mnangagwa is an appointed vice president. Mm-hmm. And it's actually very easy for Mugabe to get rid of Mnangagwa with the current setting. So it's totally easy. Those who say Mnangagwa will be difficult to deal with don't understand the power dynamics in ZANU-PF. Mugabe is ZANU-PF, and he can do as he wishes. And what we then see now, because of the coming in of his wife, is that Mugabe is no longer talking much in terms of these squabbles. He is sending his wife. Those who listen carefully, when Mugabe speaks, when Grace speaks, she speaks on behalf of her husband. Grace does not speak on her own. I think if we understand this you know, dimension, then we are able to, you know, understand ZANU-PF political dynamics at this point in time more clearly. Grace is not her own person. She speaks on behalf of her president. And what she said about Vice President Mnangagwa is exactly what Mugabe feels about Mnangagwa right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mkonza. Please do stay on the line. Regatende unimu mtereri. Mkoma tawanda magadi.
Tupala magadi zengi
kumaji. Aywa, tiripo zedu. Mkoma tawanda tipeo kumwa zengi.
Right. Ini paku kama kaka tangu ari muda nti yao. Ili wangu komenda uti. Magada mwa diario. Nanzo amta uri ambapura kancho uti. Tangu ite strategy ku na ku draw attention. Ibo opposition kuti watanze kwa wari makanga ni kuti wari papa sa oru ku tivo wa kufatenga. Asu those conflicts ya ariyo. Makara tangu ari chopa diago to itika. So it's a cause. It's a cause to celebrate our overseeing. But still, we have to re-overseeing ourselves. So we have to say that we may not be in a position to take advantage of that conflict. The overseeing of our own is a position. It can't be to take advantage of that. So the conflict is real. And there's no doubt about that. So we can say this time, and we are happy about that.
Mm-hmm. I was noted as Kurum Kuma Tawanda.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gives you heard what Tawanda is saying there. He's saying that if a monkey eats grass instead of bananas, it's a goat. So he says the conflict is real. You know, if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, then it's a duck.
Yeah. So we've got so many people blessing that are sending messages on Facebook. And one of those is Max Manyika, who says, true, infighting in ZANU-PF is good for the whole country. Then Johnson Mahoney says, even the opposition, they're fighting, so we don't know what is going on. And then we've got another person who says, you are right, Nkosi, in Botswana. You really hit it, my bra. Then another person, Crispin Madare, says, from Botswana, that's a fact, obviously. There's a lot that is happening. People cannot fold their arms and watch ZANU-PF fighting. In fact, they should go to Zimbabwe and register to vote so that we kick ZANU-PF out of power. Then we've got on the Ndebele page some people that are actually sending their messages as well. We've got Gary Twala Jackson, who says, Linjani keeps calling up. Labalaleli, siya Peter Jackson, singaziwe na kona ngapo. Kumbuzo City, Zikobo, let's always share all these kind of live streams. Thank you so much, Jackson, for saying that. The same is said by Sakile Line, who writes, Ngabaya lwa baketa ane hiko engitanda kona. Ngikape o kozi. I'm happy that Amai is doing a great job to make sure that ZANU-PF is fighting. That's another dimension there. So, do we have anything on
Facebook? On the Shona page, we have Tembelihle Moyo, Arguti Pfe, Pajozi. Then we have Taurai Mudamburi from Cape Town, Tapinda. Thank you so much. Maxwell Dewa, Arguti Pfe, but video, high school player. There might be a technical problem according to him. I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but that's the only complaint I'm seeing. Nathan Chicks, Comrade Geraldine Fraser. Anoti, watching you guys as usual, loud and clear, all the way from Alberton, Johannesburg, South Africa. Crispin Makonese, Arguti Trikukuonai, Colin Chuma, Mvura, Kanaichiuya, Inotinira, Kanaichienda, Inotiniraje. Lorraine Tazwida, Anoti Tishikeo. We also have Liba Maposa, Arguti Agepe, Toto Tai, Mativa Varida, Arguti Utini. Then Gideon Makovaza, Mauka Zuva. Arguti Zanu PF is the is used like a tissue paper by President Robert Mugabe. He always calls havoc whenever there is a forthcoming annual meeting where he thinks you'll be challenged. Farai Maruzane, Arguti Ndapinda. Gibson Madani Rechireva, Arguti Munasinga Nzwanani Navam Mugabe, Ariwe Zanu PF. Ndiye Arguzo Sunungura, Ndiye Akuzo Sunungura Vanave Zimbabwe. We also have Adam Babu and others who continue to read some of these messages. Gibbs.
Yes, we're blessing. We've got some more people here who read as we continue. But Professor Jonathan Moy posted a Twitter message yesterday, and he said, I quote, "This, I was poisoned, I was not poisoned, Nangawa's statement, is an example of desperate dog whistling politics. Even fools are not fooled." Mr. Dr. Mkonzi.
Yes, yes, sir.
So you heard what Mr. Jonathan, Professor Jonathan Moy wrote on Twitter. Can I repeat that again?
Yes, you can repeat it.
So he said, quote, "This, I was not poisoned, I was not poisoned. Mnangagwa's statement is an example of desperate dog whistling politics. Even fools are not fooled." Your comment on that?
Yes, Professor Jonathan Moore is simply telling the Vice President that, you know, we all heard what you said. He's saying what you said was a direct challenge on what the President Mugabe said. Because you remember President Mugabe gave a narrative about what went wrong with Vice President Mnangagwa. And Vice President Mnangagwa, I mean, at the memorial service of the late Shwai Maofa, gave his own version, which he's now trying to explain. Now, one simple rule in politics, when the leader speaks, you don't clarify, especially when you have a strong man like President Robert Mugabe. And Vice President Mnangagwa did exactly that. And that was his blunder. And if you could tell from the way, I want you to understand what Professor Jonathan Moy is saying and what Mayim Mugabe said. There is a line, you know, there's a line of similar thinking in what they said. Mayim Mugabe is saying, no, you think I want to poison you, and Jonathan Moy is saying something close to that. So Vice President Mnangagwa, no matter how he tries to explain, but he tacitly contradicted President Mugabe. He tacitly contradicted President Mugabe, and that is the crime that he's going to suffer from where I'm sitting. I'm thinking Vice President Mnangagwa is going to be made to take the Mamduru route. He is going to be shown the door out of ZANU-PF. That's my prediction. It may be right or it may be wrong, but with the current, you know, overtones that we hear from key people like Mayim Mugabe, from Professor Jonathan Moyo, who are quite close to the president at the moment, we may see Vice President Mnangagwa being chucked out of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. Do you want to say something before I take a call?
Maybe let's bring in Mr. Mlaladze. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting dynamic that is happening, especially when you're looking at the tweets by Jonathan Moyo. I think one fundamental mistake or fatal mistake that Emmerson Mnangagwa has done. If you would remember that over the years, Mnangagwa has always been seen as a dangerous crocodile, someone who's always quiet and you don't know what the Ngwena is thinking, which made him have lots of power. But unfortunately, because of lack of wisdom, the moment Mnangagwa started talking and replying on these things, he then had that disadvantage, because now people would know where his weakness is. And that is exactly what has happened. You read the statement, you listen to his press conference, he is simple, confused. He's confusing matters. Hence, Jonathan Moyo now has a field day over Mnangagwa. So that's the weakness that he has developed now, that he wants to reply, he wants to clean himself and publicly embarrass himself, like what happened at the airport. Unlike before, he was known as a very quiet and vicious crocodile that has always been unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it that the first lady actually challenged him to do that? Because remember, at the Bindura rally, the first lady said there are many things that are being said about Mnangagwa, and he is not commenting. And of course, the president also alluded to the fact that one of the reasons why he is not seeing eye to eye with Professor Moyo is the reason that he did not defend Professor Moyo when he was expelled from the party. But Professor Moyo was attending a meeting that was to actually lead to Mnangagwa succeeding President Robert Mugabe.
Well, in fact, the reason why the first lady had to say Mnangagwa respond was the fear or the unpredictableness of Mnangagwa to say, why is this guy so quiet? They were not sure at that time of what this guy is capable of doing until he opened his mouth. Then they saw that, no, this is not a crocodile, it's actually a lizard. If you remember, Jonathan Moyo started saying that, and Mahoka said it's a duckies, meaning that it's a duck, it's not even a crocodile, because he had started talking. The moment you start talking, people will then see your weakness, which is where Mnangagwa's problem is now, that he has been viewed as a very weak person, unlike what they thought before. They thought he is a very dangerous person who's always quiet. And you would know naturally people that are quiet are very dangerous. Mm-hmm. But the moment someone opens their mouth, you actually see that they are just a weak individual.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Hello, Baba Lapake. What's up, Mama? What's up?
Hey, Mbongeni.
Yeah, Mbongeni, kunjani baba?
Hey, siyaphila baba.
Yeah, ukuphuma Mbongeni.
Hey, se eGoli.
Kunjani eGoli kona?
Hayi, ayi right kona hayi. Iya nethanethi izolo imvuzo.
Yebo phela.
Eh,
akusiyethu ubona njani udaba lolu?
Ah, udaba lolu likaMnanga kona usolulu khulu kakhulu lolu. Uyazi lolu daba Mnanga lufanisa nenyama ebolileyo, uyabona inyama ebolileyo engasaphekekiyo ukuthi njani mlungu enukela abantu. I think uMnangagwa sengimfanisa lenyama esinukela iZANU-P F. UMnangagwa mina ngendlela embona ngayo ulakho ukuxotshwa kubadlala iZANU-P F because sebekhathele ngaye, uyabona. So kukudala lokhu kukhulunywa ngodaba likaMnangagwa, njalo uMnangagwa ngendlela embona ngayo la vele sekhulumela leyo nto vele kokuthi noma engaxotshwa akalandaba, uyakubona lokho. Njalo iZANU-P F nayo inziso kunzima kakhulu ukuthi vele ngenza kanjani, ngoba vele ayisekho enye indlela ukuthi bangathatha enye indlela ngaphandle kokuthi Mnangagwa bamkhiphe nje kuphela. Ayisekho nje ngendlela engibubona ngayo mina, ngoba sekunzima kakhulu. Kudala lokhu kukhulunywa ngodaba lakho Mnangagwa ukuthi bangenza kanjani ngaye. Mnangagwa kubhizi lokhu kukhulunywa ngaye, kukhulunywa ngendaba yakhe nale, kukhulunywa ngendaba yakhe nale. Indlela engibona ngayo Mnangagwa sokugcineni, sekusekugcineni nje kulakho nje ukuthi bamise, noma engabe le phawu enganani kozanu uphifu, kodwa akasasebenzi kahle nabo nje sokuseduze ukuthi nje bamxoxe into nje ephele enkulu kuna kuyasijabulisa kakhulu mangabizana ophesi senza kanje ngoba sokubonisa ukuthi ilakho kudliwa kukhetho ngoba nabo ama-supporters abo bezano phefu balakho kungamvoteli umgabe kodwa behamba naye iyakubona lokho
ye kodwa ubona zani kodwa udaba lonxasukhangele luyaphetha ngani
hayi vele lona soluphethile ngoba ngendlela engibona ngayo umnankagwayo nazo uzophetha kufanele ukuthi umnankagwa bamxoshe kuphela isekho nje enye indlela yikho nje kuphela umnankagwa uzophuma and kuzophuma abantu abaningi uzano phefu kuphela ayikho nje enye indlela bangabe nje umgabe efuna ukuthi aqhubeke lokho into zimhambela kahle ukuthi kuphela xosha umnankagwa and kuzoyala lokhu kuphuma abantu futhi ngoba uma ungenzanga njalo kuzophenduka ukuthi into ezano PF yaphenduka nje ukuthi ngabadlwane nje kuphela yabona so ngathi into zabantwana everyday bakhuluma into eyi-one yokulwa kuphela nje into engiyibonayo into ekhona ukuthi umnankagwa bazamxosha and uzophuma nabantu abaningi umnankagwa
hawu ubone ke mnumzana Mbongeni siyabonga kakhulu ungaphi khonapho kodwa
laphela kungane Soweto
hayi kulungile kakhulu sibongile baba eh
ngiyabonga baba
so that is Mbongeni is saying you know Mr. Mnangagwa is now like some rotting flesh you know mm-hmm. if there's rotting flesh among you know what happens right
mm-hmm.
so he says but ultimately he believes that he'll be fired and he doesn't care anymore he wants to go maybe mm-hmm. according to him because he says they've been talking about this issue for a long long time mm-hmm. now maybe it's the time to act and actually let him go.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they say if a cop stays for too long, it will chase away mourners. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what the caller is saying there. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. Kuna todzoka kwa muri, Dr. Mukonza. Tichi tarisa, iwo mapisha pisha arimu Zanu PF. Vamgabe ndo wakadzika, vacha kukidza sarudzo, wakamirira bato, gorerinwe. Ko chichi rikuita watipaya ite kune sana kwa kadai.
Maita enyu azulu tinozatose kuti vamugabe vakwegura uye vamugabe 2018 kunogona kuita kure atitonge edu nekuti hatisi vana mwari asi nekukwegura kwaita vamugabe panogona kuita vacancy vapresidensi yezanu PF neyenyika anytime ende vanhu vese kusanganisira even vari pedo pedo navamugabe mai mugabe vanozviziva izvozvo ndosaka pari kuita makwishu kwishu ese atiri kuonaya pane kufungidzira kwekuti pane mukana wekuti vamugabe vangangoda kutsiviwa sapresident wezanu PF newenyika saka munhu wese ari kuzviona izvozvo asi nekuda kwemamiriro ezvemasimba muzanu PF nezvematongerwo ezanu PF imhosva huru huru kuratidza kuti uri kuda chigaro chavamugabe ivo vachitongoripo saka ndosaka muri kuona zvese zviri kuitika vese vari kurwava havasi kurwa nekuti vanoda stereki purezidendi mugabe kana kuti inyaya yekuziva kuti pane mukana wekuti purezidendi mugabe pangangoita mukana pangangoita mukana saka ndonyaya hombe iripo wazulu tingataure zvimwe zvese asi pane kamukana kari kuonekwa nemunhu wese apa muzanu PF imomo
tinotenda zvikuru
let me go to Mr. Mlalazi briefly Mr. Mlalazi two quick questions what is going to happen if Mnangagwa is expelled taking into account that is linked to war veterans and security forces then secondly will he attend tomorrow's event in Bulawayo you know that there is this youth interface rally just those two questions
I think it's a very difficult one for Mnangagwa at this stage I would think Mnangagwa would be very brave tomorrow and attend the Bulawayo meeting so that he can minimize
the meeting is in Harare just to clarify is the annual youth Zanu PF youth meeting that is at the party headquarters. The Bulawayo one, I don't think they have a date yet.
Mm-hmm. He might put up a brave face and go so that he minimizes the damage. Mm-hmm. There is less damage when he is present. But if he doesn't go, to be detrimental for him not to do so. And then when Mnangagwa is, in case he's pushed out of ZANU-PF,
mm-hmm.
there are two things that are likely to happen, that the strongholds such as Midlands and Masvingo will totally rebel against the party, and then that will cause a serious, serious challenge for ZANU-PF, and it will be an advantage for the people of Zimbabwe. Secondly, if him being the coward that we know, he might be pushed out and then decide to keep quiet, because you know there is a tendency in ZANU-PF that the moment you are out, we then open up files of the things that you did while in government, and there are quite a number of those things that they did. If you would remember, one of the things that Jonathan Moyo and Mpogo were trying to push were the Kukura Hundi issue, where they were saying it was basically Mnangagwa responsible, not President Mugabe. So he will face those challenges if he's kicked out of ZANU-PF. Unless and until he does what I said, where you go during witchcraft hours and apologize and assure them that I'm going to just disappear and go and stay in Kwekwe at my farm and not participate in any politics you guys have won, and stuff, which is also unlikely, because he's got very strong supporters. Some are in the army, as you are mentioning, and some are all veterans. Some are ordinary members of ZANU-PF that are seriously pushing. And some have been expelled, and they are very bitter. They want to return to ZANU-PF, and their only ticket to return is Emmerson Mnangagwa. So those are the scenarios that we are likely to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pleasant.
Uh-huh. Let's go back to Dr. Mkonza. And Dr. Mkonza, what should be done? Because I think everybody was thinking that when Maim Juru was ousted and Mnangagwa was appointed, he was a shoe-in. But now, you know, it's not definite. What will happen if anything happens to Mr. Mugabe? He steps down, he exits the stage when this issue is not clarified.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zulu. Probably before I go to that question, there is a contribution that I want to make, which I feel strongly about,
mm-hmm.
on Emmerson, on what will happen if Emmerson is kicked out. I think I've been following how ZANU-PF has been moving in the past few months, and ZANU-PF has been, you know, trying to energize its youth and its women constituents. I don't know if you and the listeners have been following that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why has it been doing that? It has been doing that precisely to ensure that, you know, if the war veterans decide to ditch ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF will still remain strong.
Mm-hmm.
So ZANU-PF has been strategically moving away from war veterans as its, strongest support base to youth and women. And if you listen to the speeches by a number of, ZANU-PF leaders, including Grace Mugabe, they have been emphasizing youth and women,
mm-hmm.
in those youth interface rallies. So that's a dimension that I think we need to highlight. ZANU-PF seems to be moving towards, youth and women as itself. Coming back to the question that you have posed, which is what will happen if Mugabe were to exit the scene at this very point in time. I think we have an unenviable situation which could lead to chaos.
Thank you, Dr. Mkonza. Thank you. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to leave it there. So we want to thank you, Dr. Rigi Mkonza, political analyst, and also Mr. Fortune Mlalanzi, political analyst. Both are based in South Africa. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our crew behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Scribe, saying have a lovely weekend.
Bye-bye.